Welcome back. Another episode of The Vault.
Two guys, one mic.
Yeah, because we still can't figure anything out. I blame Ethan.
I take the blame.
Yeah. I mean, we just had a pretty good dinner.
Yeah, Carolina Golds for the win.
Mm. Bush beer.
Bush is okay.
I mean, you had Michelob.
They taste the same.
Shut your mouth. They taste nothing alike. I mean, we cracked one open before this pod, so I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So if you thought our first one was bad, get ready for this one.
It's going to be a roller coaster.
It really will. It's going to be a lot longer than the first one, though.
Maybe.
I mean, it was only 15 minutes for the first one. Hopefully this one goes a little bit longer. We got some pretty good feedback from the first one, from the five people that listen. Real quick, actual shout out to everyone that's listened so far. There's been like actually 20 of you, so I mean, that's pretty good for 2 days.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'll take it. It's a lot better than the five I said we would have. I mean, can you please get off your phone?
I was looking up feedback. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right, here's one of our feedbacks. They say, I'm a huge fan of the rambles. I like it. You could add a comment or something unique to switch it up for a minute. Which we plan on doing that this week. You know, we're just getting started, getting used to things.
Yeah, I mean, the last episode, it was just more of, we got the stuff in, we wanted to record. So, I mean, we just didn't really plan anything out. We just went for it, and then we were like, hey, this is kind of funny. Liz thought it was cringy, but you know what? She's wrong. It's not cringy. I mean, I thought we had a good time. The people so far have been like, hey, it's funny. So we're going to keep on bringing it to you. Yeah, Lola's already in this one again, so I mean...
Yeah, that didn't take long. No. A minute and a half, and we're good.
Yeah, she's already making a guest appearance again, so I mean, shout out her, I guess. Oh, that's another thing. I got a feedback from saying I should quit doing so many shout outs.
Nah.
Never going to happen. So, you know who you are that told me to quit doing that. I know you're going to listen again because I'm going to make you. I'm going to shout out anybody I want to. So, shout out to you. I'm just going to leave the person unnamed. He knows who he is. Shout out to you. That's Liz in the background for all the people that's listening. They can definitely hear you. Liz just wanted to shout out to the haters. And now she's laughing at her own joke. She's kind of like you.
While we're married.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Good joke. We got to have that's another thing we was requested to have is a joke for the episode. So I'll take the control of this one. This one came from my sister. You know, she told me a couple months ago. Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Why?
Because if they had four doors, they'd be a chicken sedan. You could have laughed good. A little bit.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, but we're just trying to get feedback from everybody and just roll with it. I mean, people think that I have a calling for this.
Who?
No one. I just made that up. I wrote myself a message and be like, hey, dude, you're so good at this. You should keep doing it. I'm like, haha, thanks, man. People have been following us on Instagram and Facebook, so shout out to you guys. Appreciate it. I mean, there's besides me and you and Liz, there's like three followers, but hey, three's more than zero. So I'll take it. And once again, the Vault _ pod on Facebook and Instagram. Please follow.
Please follow.
Yes. Listen to Ethan. Don't listen to me because apparently he just wants to say the same things I'm saying. You're actually talking a lot more than the last one, so I'm happy for that.
I'm here to help out.
I appreciate it. I felt like you were just sitting in my peanut gallery back there last time. Just
almost.
Not almost. You definitely were.
No, I definitely just sat there.
Yeah. And then gave a little, yeah, every once in a while.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean. I mean, people have been pretty happy about so far about just our... We're not sticking to one topic. We're everywhere.
And we are everywhere.
So far, we are not on track. We have notes down for this one. We're supposed to be prepared, and guess what? We're not sticking to them. You know why? We don't care. This is our pod.
It's our pod.
No one's going to tell us what to do.
Nobody.
We're going to start singing here in a few seconds.
I hope not.
No.
You're not good.
I'm not good, but hey, maybe it's what the people want. We're for the people.
Yeah.
It's what the people want.
1792.
No.
Just
this,
kidding.
This is a conversation we had earlier. I said, we're for the people. And he goes, yeah, 1792. I was like, don't you mean 1776? He goes, well, something happened in 1792. Well, no shit. Something did happen in 1792. I don't know what.
Well, we'll see. What happened in 1792?
I mean, I think there's like a type of liquor after the name 1792.
There is.
I think it's whiskey. Is that what it is?
Whiskey. Yep.
See, I know my liquor.
Yep,
probably whiskey. Shouldn't say that on the podcast in case my grandma's listening. I don't drink, Grandma.
Me either.
Yeah. Grandmas, we're good kids. We don't drink.
What happened in 1792?
I don't know what happened.
The Revolution of France.
Yes, because that's something I care about.
No.
Hey, you know what? If you're French and you're listening to this, good for the revolution. 1792, that was your year. Good for you. I doubt we have many French listeners. I doubt we have many American listeners. I don't think we have any listeners.
No. I mean, a few.
I'm pretty much made people listen to the first episode just so we can be like, hey, tell us what you think. I know they're not going to listen again.
Or they might.
They might. If you do, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot. For the listens.
Yes. Liz, you're not going to listen to this one, so please quit saying you're welcome. You're not going to listen to it. You're just trying to get into our pod. And guess what? You're not welcome. Because you don't support us.
Lola does. Listen to her.
Yeah. Lola's like, hey, I'm for them. We're gonna go hard. Oh my goodness. You're just ruining our pod now. So another thing that we really didn't discuss in the first one, the intro pod, is what we do. We didn't just say anything about us. People were like, who are these guys? I mean, chances are if you're listening to this, you know us and know what we do. But you know what? There may be one person that doesn't have an idea who I am or who you are.
So who are you?
Oh, so I would like to use the term weighing my options. Some people called it unemployed. I say weighing my options.
I mean, you put up Christmas lights and stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do that. I do a really good job at that. So, I mean, it's kind of late for that right now to put up Christmas lights. But I will next year. Hey, I'll definitely put up your Christmas lights. So, also, I don't tell many people about this, but I hunt and kill aliens. If you didn't know that. I don't think you knew that.
I think I'm calling you out on that.
No, have you ever seen an alien? Have you ever seen an alien?
No.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, I am the reason you haven't seen aliens.
Speaking of Christmas lights, I hung Christmas lights a few days ago.
Okay.
A lizard was helping me.
Okay.
Kinda. So I had a ladder up on the gutter, right?
This doesn't sound good.
She was standing behind it.
Also doesn't sound good.
She was like, no, you probably shouldn't climb that because it doesn't look safe. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
I climbed it anyway.
And I climbed it. I got to the top. I put the clip on there, and I looked at the top of the ladder. One side was hanging on, and the other side was falling. And that's when I realized I need to get down. And it fell, and I jumped off.
How far did you fall?
About 6 feet.
Yeah, you're okay.
On my back. It wasn't bad.
You're okay.
Yeah, smoked Liz with the ladder right in the nose.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
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 I'm surprised she hasn't killed you yet.
I think she's okay. I gave her first bloody nose.
I mean, the way she's looking at you right now, she may kill you. Yeah, she's going to kill you. I should probably stay and monitor what's happening here. Because it doesn't look good for you, man. So if I don't hear from you by tomorrow,
I'll be asleep.
You'll be dead.
Asleep.
Okay, yeah, we'll call it that. Asleep for a very long time. I mean, people listening next time may just be me. It's just maybe one guy, one mic.
Oof.
Yeah, no,
that just doesn't have a ring to it.
It doesn't have a ring to it. I know. No. It sounded better in my head. So we talk about what I do. What do you do?
What do I do?
That's what I asked.
They call that employed.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't know what that was. Thanks to COVID.
Yeah, see, you used to work for the Cardinals. You did.
I did, yep. But, you know, COVID hit.
Nope.
Graduated college, you know, sport management degree, and then COVID hit, and I was like, ha, guess what? You're not getting a job. Everything shut down in the sports world, so, I mean, I'm here podcasting with you.
Okay.
Yeah, COVID needs to go the hell away.
He said, get out of here.
That's pretty much what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what do you do?
What do I do?
That's what I've asked you twice, and you answered with, what do I do?
I am a professional flooring installer.
Are you giving yourself the professional title? Or
no,
does
I, get,
someone
paid, I get paid for it, so technically I'm professional.
Or, I mean, amateurs can get paid, too.
They're professional, then.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Amateurs can get paid. You ever see a pro-am tour? Professionals will play against the amateurs, and the amateurs can get paid.
They're professionals if they get paid.
That's not always true.
That's true.
That's not true.
Look up the definition of professional.
Look up the definition of an amateur, because that's what you are. I've seen you lay floor. I mean, I'm borderline better floor layer than you. I am a floor layer. I'm better than you. I laid your whole floor in this house by myself. I put in the blood, sweat, and tears in this house for you. Yeah, I mean... No one else has to know that I didn't really do that, but I sound good right now, so let me keep talking.
I mean, you're talking.
Let's see. We got a definition of a professional. Relating to or belonging to a profession. I mean, I guess technically you're
What's
a professional.
What's the one underneath that?
Engage in a specific activity as one's main paid occupation rather than a pastime.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay, I guess technically, all right. But I mean, are you a...
Well, technically... If you're an amateur golfer and that's not your occupation, then you can't be professional at it.
I mean, some people, they have to start out as an amateur and work their way up. Lola's really being loud tonight. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you're starting out, you got to start out as an amateur. You're never a pro.
Right.
And you're getting paid to be a golfer. Just at the amateur level, you're not really a pro. And if you think I'm wrong, message me. I'll gladly argue with you. You may be right. I'll argue with you, though. Because I don't care. I want to argue with somebody.
He'll argue.
Yes, I will.
All day.
Every day. Because I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Are you just going to repeat me? I mean, at least you're talking more.
It's more than what I did last episode.
I mean, people may or may not be thankful for that. Yeah, the dinner's kind of going through me. So if you heard that, I apologize. Because, I mean... It was good, though. You didn't have to smell.
I didn't smell it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of giving Ethan a little more control this episode because, you know, like, he needs it.
So going back to the feedback, one of our people that gave us feedback asked for, like, a daily fact. Or not a daily fact, but a podly fact.
I'm fine with that. I'm diggity down. I'm down to clown with that.
Today is December 11th.
Yes, it is. Wait, real quick before you do that. So you're not going to hear the pod when we record it. We're going to record it, edit it, and then we're going to publish it a few days later. So it's all pre-recorded. So like I said, you're not going to hear it when it comes, the day it comes out. So, I mean, you'll hear it the day it comes out, but that's not the day we recorded it. So today is December 11th.
Right. Today is December 11th.
Yes, that's what
it is. So back in 1936, King Edward VIII.
The Eighth.
Advocated the throne of England to marry a twice-divorced American named Wallace Warfield Simpson.
Wait, what was the name?
Wallace.
The King of England.
Yes.
Of England.
Married Wallace.
Is Wallace a guy or a girl? No judgment, I'm just confused. Because I feel like, and what time was this?
1936.
I feel like that'd be frowned upon in England in 1936 if it was a guy. If it's a girl named Wallace, well, her parents hated her then for naming her Wallace. I don't even know anyone named Wallace. I've never heard of anyone named Wallace until this point.
Yeah.
So is it a guy or a girl? Does it say?
It does not say. No. I imagine it's a girl, though.
Twice divorced girl named Wallace.
It doesn't say girl.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a twice divorced...
American.
Twice divorced American named Wallace.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if it was a girl, I'd understand why they divorce her. Her name is Wallace.
I believe they only allowed same-sex marriage back in 1936 in France.
So he advocated the throne, or whatever you just said.
Yes.
I don't think advocated is the word you used.
No. Abdicated.
Abdicated. I'm sorry. I'm illiterate.
Abdicated.
I'm illiterate.
I said it wrong every time.
So he didn't advocate anything because that means he's helping it out. Okay, so he abdicated the throne.
Right.
To marry a twice. He must have been in love.
Or just dumb.
Must have been that good.
I mean, he was the king.
I mean, yeah. But he abdicated his throne.
What does that
for
mean?
Her. Like, he gave up the throne.
Oof.
You just now putting this together?
Yeah.
He gave up the throne for her. Or him. I don't know who we...
Probably her.
We don't know our facts here. We just barely look up stuff.
Let's look up Wallace. Wallace.
I don't know the name. You just read it to me. This was off your phone. I thought you was going to be more prepared.
Also, today's International Mountain Day.
I mean, shout out Mount Everest?
Maybe.
Mount Olympia?
Oh, it's not
I don't know, but I mean, it is what it is.
Wallace was in fact a female.
Wallace was a female. I understand why she was twice divorced. She probably got thrice divorced. After did King end up staying married to her? Do you know that one?
No, I did not.
Liz is baking us fudge as we speak. So, I mean, shout out to her still because I'm going to eat some of that. Oh, I got another fact for the pod. So, another fact of the pod. In 1913 in Canada, W.S. Fiddler, who was moving theater equipment, died as a result of his excessive overindulgence in cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. Yes, cheese.
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 Cheese. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say, like Swiss, American. I bet he wasn't eating American cheese because I bet he hated American. But if you like cheese, I don't know how you wouldn't like American cheese.
I wonder if they call American cheese...
Cheese.
American cheese over other countries.
Yeah, it's like, do they call Canadian bacon in Canada?
Or they just call it bacon.
Yeah. Do they have two types of bacon?
Crazy. Do they have pigs in Canada?
I mean, I would imagine they'd have pigs in Canada.
Yeah, but who knows? It's real cold up there.
I mean, I feel like pigs can live in the cold. There's this thing... Crazy, I know. You've probably never heard of it, but it's a thing called a barn. It's like a house for pigs and cows and horses. It's the craziest thing. You should look it up. It's crazy. Never heard of one of those?
Nope.
That's crazy. So, you're a professional floor layer. We're going back to that.
Okay.
Because we got way off track from that.
I'm listening.
Because that's what we do. Is there anything else you do, you know, on the side? Do you do anything besides lay floor? What kind of floor do you lay for the people? They want to know this. They probably don't, but they want to know.
Pretty much anything.
Hardwood.
If you walk into a building and you look at the floor, we laid it.
You laid it. Any building in the world, you laid it.
No.
That's what you just said, though.
That type of floor.
Oh, okay. You can lay that type of floor. You didn't lay that floor, but you can lay that type.
I mean, you'd have to ask. I laid a lot of floor in St. Louis.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, what if people are listening in Colorado?
I've never been to Colorado.
Or Albuquerque.
Never been to Albuquerque.
I'm probably never going to go to Albuquerque, but I'm just saying.
Who would want to go to Albuquerque?
People in Albuquerque.
No. They don't even want to be there.
How do you know? It could be a lovely city.
Could be.
You're just going to write it off just like that?
Yeah. Ooh, chocolate chips.
Peace offering.
It's a peace offering. I heard. I think everyone heard. She literally brought us one mini chocolate chip.
This is for her unrolling parchment paper.
And ruining our podcast.
Yes.
I'm about to use the microwave.
Well, That's going to get real loud as yes. we're smacking into the microphone. Like I said, so we thought this podcast was going to be better. It's not.
No, we're just talking more and not really saying anything.
No, exactly. And it's still so many background noises. That's what you're going to get with our podcast. If we didn't say that the last episode, you're going to get things not normal podcasts would have. People are in a studio. I mean, we're in a vault, kind of. We're trying to get things set up still. We still can't figure out how to use stuff because we're illiterate.
There we go. Illiterate. That's a good one.
Yeah, I try to be. It's I don't know, man. I don't know why people are going to listen to us. I really don't. Do you know? I think it's just our friends and family at this point. Like, no person is just going to... Like, our friends and family are, like, sending it out to their friends and be like, hey, listen to this. No, these guys are cool.
They're listening to it and they're like, yeah, that's good.
And then they're pitying that's good to us. Yes. And they don't think it is. Like, hey, you guys should continue to do this. When they're like, damn, that sucks.
That was awful.
Yeah. This is why I don't send it to my grandma. Because I know, like... When people get up there in that age, they're honest with you no matter what. And they'll say whatever they think. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So this is why I don't want my grandmas to listen to it. Because they're going to be like, hey, this sucks. I would never listen to that again. I don't want my heart broken. Especially by my grandma. Yeah. No one wants to listen to us.
She's mean.
Yeah, Liz literally just wrote that on my phone of notes. No support. No one wants to listen. No well, support. Guess what, Liz? No one asked you to. Here, I don't know. I'm giving you control, so I mean, I'm just following your lead because
routines, routines.
Like routine baseball?
No.
Shout out to those boys. They hook a brother up.
There's a shout out.
Speaking of shout outs.
Again. Speaking of shout outs. Anyway.
I got to give a timeout. Speaking of shout-outs, we're going to go back to routines.
All right. You got two left.
We should start something. I'm going to start it now because you know what? I thought of this as we was going.
Yeah.
I shout out too many people. You're right. They're right. The people are right. He's right. Don't want to tell him that. He's right.
Okay.
I already shouted him out.
He's right.
We each give one shout-out a pod starting right now. Who cares what we said earlier in the pod? Right now, we each get to shout out one person free of any consequence. I'm going to start it out with my boy, the dude over there at Next Generation Cuts. Shout out to you, Nick Juliet. That boy makes you look fresh as hell, gives you a clean cut, clean fade, which I need to go see him because, I mean, I got a mane going. But that's my dude, and he does good work, so shout out to you, Nick.
Great work.
Great work.
That's awesome work.
And he's actually a listener of the pod, too. So, I mean, that's not why I'm shouting you out. I'm shouting you out, Nick, because I love you. And I'm saying that for a fact. I love you. Anybody you want to shout out this pod?
Yeah, my wife for making all the unnecessary noise that we have in the background.
I mean.
And there it is. You guys hear that? That's a witch. And she's riding away on her broom right now. There she goes.
It's crazy.
Just kidding. She's still unraveling parchment paper.
She is. And banging bowls extra loudly now because you called her a witch.
She's not really a witch.
I mean, have you ever seen her and a witch in a room together?
My broom comes up missing every now and then.
I mean, I would do a little investigation. I think what we need to do is get a third mic and apparently just let Liz just free talk whenever she feels like it because that's what she wants to do right now. She just wants to la-di-da-di-da, walk wherever she wants, and then come in and commentate like a little peanut gallery like you last episode. I'm just going to set up a bunch of people and just be like, me talk. You can talk too because you're actually talking more.
And then point.
And then point and be like, who wants to talk now? And then just let them all, like a live studio audience, you know, we'll have a little laugh button and just press it. They go, ha, 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 ha. They can let them talk whenever they want. I mean, it's going to get out of control. It already is now.
Can't get any worse.
Oh, it can get a lot worse. We can get six people talking at one time where no one can hear us. And she's talking to the dog right now. It's our house, Lola. It's our house. I'm not scared. I actually am lying. I'm terrified. I feel like if she wanted to, with her witch powers, she could kill us both right now. That chocolate she gave us was probably poison. It's probably rat poisoning, and we're not even going to make it out of this pot. No one will listen to this one because we're dead. Ethan's gone.
I'm just kidding. I'm still here. So anyway, back to our routines.
Yes, routines.
What's your daily routine?
Well, you know, I wake up, look myself in the mirror. You know, play with the hair a little bit. It's a mane, like I said. Gotta get some confidence, you know. You only get one body. You only get one life. You gotta be confident at all times. I've learned that. Confidence is key. So I look myself in the mirror and say, damn, you sexy. I'm not. But I tell myself that. Get you pumped up, you know, for the day. Then, you know, usually take a little poo. Because, you know, you gotta do that in the mornings. Brush my teeth. Gotta get that shit cleaned. And then, you know, it's just, at that point, it's just whatever the day brings. Like I said, I'm weighing my options and hunting and killing aliens. So I'm just a little bit of everything. I just do what I want. Time for bed. You know, it's a shower at night every other day. Give the mane a little wash because you can't shampoo it and condition it every day. That dries it out, you know. Don't know if you know that.
Yeah, not with a head like that.
I mean, did you see this? This thing is fluffy.
It's starting to grow.
Garnier Fructis. Oof. Full and plush.
Yes.
That's what I use. I like them. I like them boys a lot.
That's Gucci.
They're probably girls, but hey, everyone's a boy on this pod.
So, we're going to talk about products. I don't like men's products as far as
shampoo, conditioner.
Body wash.
Oh, see, I like body wash. I like that Old Spice.
See, I think it's... I don't think it cleans as good.
Yeah, but it leaves you smelling nice.
So does strawberry... whatever I got in there.
Okay, can I get... before we divulge down the products line that we're going down, let's stay on track for the routine.
Just for a second.
Yeah, just for a second for the people listening.
Okay.
Shower at night. Brush the teeth again. Say a little prayer because, you know, Jesus, God, number one. Yep, exactly. For the people that didn't see that, they're like, what is going on? You know. And then, you know, tuck myself in. Turn off the TV.
And then you stay awake for about 6 hours.
Yeah, because I can't sleep at night for some reason. I got so many thoughts running through my mind, apparently. When really I don't. I just stare at the ceiling fan for 6 hours. But then that's about my daily thing, you know. Talk to you. Talk to a few other people. Talk to the boys, you know. Maybe play a few games. But other than that, I mean, it's a basic routine. Eat, of course. I mean, what do you do?
Wake up in the morning.
Okay.
I lied. I don't wake up in the morning. We'll start with the night before.
No, you got to start with the morning. You can't start with the night before because we already go from the morning to the night. You don't start at the night.
You'll understand. We'll start as I look at my phone in bed the night before.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let you do whatever. 15 alarms.
Jeez, you can't wake up.
And then right after that, I go to sleep. Just out.
Yeah, you fall asleep surprisingly fast. I'm going to take a quick detour. We've been playing games, video games. And he falls asleep playing them. And it'll be like 10:30. And he's like, I'd be like, hey, Ethan, you awake?
I'm over here.
Ethan's asleep.
Pointed up at the sky, shooting.
You weren't shooting. You weren't doing anything. You was just looking up at the sky and you just died because you were asleep. And I was like, I think Ethan's asleep, guys. Next thing you hear from Ethan's mic is, yeah, he's definitely asleep. All right, back to you.
Anyway, I snooze all those alarms. Except for the last one, when I know I got to get up, or I'm going to be late for work.
Set 15. Why don't you just set one and know you got to get up at that one?
Well, because then I know I got time to sleep in between each alarm. It just works.
I mean, hey, if it works for you, it works for you.
Anyway, I get up at about 6 o'clock, get up and get a shower, brush my teeth, get dressed, go to work.
I mean, And I figured
as a professional four-layer.
I figured that's what you did when you went to work, is work. I didn't figure you went there and twiddled your thumbs and played with yourself.
Yeah, then I come home, and depending on if she's working or not, we're playing COD.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if she's not working, we play COD sometimes.
Heard that. She doesn't like that. She's staring at us and deep into our souls.
And there's the parchment paper, everybody. Shout out to the parchment paper.
Hey, you already had your shout out.
To somebody.
Yeah, but we can't keep shouting things out. We also need to quit talking about Liz because she makes loud noises every time we talk about her. So if we're going to talk about her, we got to whisper so she can't hear us.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, continue with your routine.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What do you do at night? Like, do you?
I mean, I play with the dogs.
Okay.
The dogs.
I mean, do you not like brush your teeth?
I mean, yeah.
Do anything? Do you have like a nightly routine before you go to bed?
Yeah. I let the dogs out, make sure they go to the bathroom, then I bring them back inside, put them in the kettle, then I brush my teeth.
Gotta make sure that's clean.
And I watch TikTok. For about 15-20 minutes.
You say 15-20 minutes, but I feel really like it's like 45 minutes to an hour.
It depends.
It's definitely 45 minutes to an hour, I feel like.
It depends.
Okay, you're just solidifying my answer now. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Then, you know, I set my 15 alarms. Back to that.
That's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, for you that's still listening, we're getting rid of Liz for the next pod.
For sure.
We're going to have to figure this out. Because if we keep this... You know what? I don't want to say this. Because if people like this, the way that it's like the background noise and like, hey, these guys just don't care. It's going to be... That was really loud. It's going to be bad because we're going to have this every time. So I don't want people to expect this. Like, just be grateful for you have it. But don't expect it every time.
I'm the star of the show.
Oh boy. Toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, apparently. So, I mean, we may get overrun. It may be just be the Liz show next time. Old Lizard is king.
Lizard and Lola, the squeaker.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a movie. So you squeak it as I'm talking about how frustrating it is to hear this. And you put the squeaker up to the mic and go, squeak, squeak. All right. So Barstool put out a picture yesterday, today. I don't know when it was. I can't remember when I saw it. I screenshotted it. It was yesterday. It says right here on my phone. So you have to remove two from your life forever. You got beer, pizza, wings, pasta, burger, liquor, I barely know her, wine.
That's good.
Wine, tacos, or fries? You got to get rid of two. I'll let you answer, and then I'll answer.
Gonna definitely get rid of wine.
Okay, why?
I don't really like the taste of it. Exactly. It's gross.
So I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard wine isn't vegan. Because it's processed through fish guts. Someone may be bullshitting me and be like, hey, this is what it is. I'm like, ha, okay, cool. Pretty sure I heard it at a bar one night. But grandma's, I don't drink. But I was just out there with my friends picking them up, you know, because I'm a good kid. But I don't know. That's just what I heard. Okay, so wine.
And fries. Fries, yeah.
I mean, that's respectable. Because you can do so many different things with potatoes. You can do mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, tater tots.
Right. Tater tots not a fry.
No, it's not.
Hash browns.
I would take tater tots over fries any day.
Any day.
Hot take. But you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, solid. Okay, here's my thing. Now that you said that, I'm kind of leaning that way. But I'm also wine for sure. But tacos out.
Arguable.
I like tacos. Don't get me wrong.
Nope.
But I can have a burrito.
Yeah, but you can never have Jack in a Box tacos after that.
I get that.
I don't.
I can live without that. Because that's like saying I can't have Cane's fries. I can't have Chick-fil-A's fries.
They're just fries.
They're not just... Well, shut your mouth. They're not just fries. There's so many different types of fries, though. That's what I'm saying. Like
waffle fries, curly fries, regular fries.
You got steak McDonald's fries, shoestring fries, crinkle cut.
They all taste the same.
No. What? Huh? No, they don't.
Yeah.
No. Okay, but I'm saying with tacos, that's not like saying you can't have Mexican ever again. That's just saying you can't have tacos. I go to Taco Bell. I mean, sometimes I'll get a taco.
I don't get tacos from Taco
Bell. But I get chicken quesadillas. I get the chalupas. You know what I'm saying? I don't get tacos. And I can find... I think I'd be fine if I never... Like, it's hard to say this, but I think I'd be fine never eating another Jack in the Box taco.
I would be fine. I wouldn't be a fan of it.
I wouldn't be a fan, but I'd be fine. See, like, I could... I don't know if I could ever not eat another fry again, though, is my thing.
Yeah, about 6 bucks and you're looking at the fries and like,
like, you go fries. Out with friends and they all have fries and you just got, like, some mashed potatoes and you're like, I miss fries. You're not going to go out to a Mexican place and, like, say you want your chicken, cheese, and rice or a burrito, whatever you get. You're not going to look at the taco. I mean, you may look at the taco and be like, that looks good, but you're not going to be like, I miss tacos. You're going to be like, I'm fine with my burrito. I'm fine with my chicken, cheese, and rice.
That's so fair.
I'm going with my wine. I don't drink wine. I'm not a fan of wine.
No.
I can't live without wings, though. I don't know. I've seen some people comment on this and say wings. Like, how do you get rid of wings? Those people.
Who even put that on there?
I don't know. I mean, it's solid. But, like, for my mom and, like, people that don't drink, that'd be easy. You just get rid of the drinks and you get all the food. I guess I could have done that because I tell my grandparents I don't drink. Like, hey, oh, yeah, beer and liquor, that's gone. No. It's wine and tacos. Because just in case I ever want to drink beer and liquor,
right, just in case you ever happen to like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Down the road, you know.
Yeah, when you get older, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's fairly simple. So I feel like before we end this podcast, we need to answer a few questions that were asked to us.
Oh, boy.
I feel like we only had one because people followed, but they didn't ask questions. Did anyone ask you questions?
No.
All right, so we have one question. One. And guess who it's from?
You'll never guess.
You'll never guess. I think you know because I think I told you. Yeah, it's from your wife.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was the one that messaged me this. Yep. And if this offends you, I don't care. She said, how long have you and Ethan been gay together? Well, let me give you my best Squints impression from The Sandlot. Forever. Forever. That's how long. Like, I've known Ethan. I don't even know when we became friends.
I've known Austin before I knew Austin.
Exactly.
Like, that's how long I've known Austin.
So, Ethan's literally 2 days older than me. Two. He's born on the 26th. I was born on the 28th.
I'm older than you.
He thinks he's cooler than me because of that, but that's not the case.
But I am.
It's not the case.
So yeah.
Can't hear because I'm whispering.
Yeah.
Why are you?
I can't. What?
So.
Yeah.
Forever. That's how long we've been gay together.
Forever.
Forever.
But you got to flip the lip, you know.
Forever. Like, you gotta zoom in on my face, you know?
Yeah.
Forever. We're making a lot of eye contact while we're doing this. I'm talking about being gay. But no, for people that don't know us, we're really not gay. Ethan's happily married. I'm a straight male. But here's what I wanna say. Don't need the peanut gallery back there, Liz. Here's what I wanna say. And I may be completely wrong, but I feel this way. If anything was to happen to either one of you, I would be both of your second options.
Know where your mind's at.
No.
Both of your sex options.
I mean, okay, if I was your second options, I would be that. But yes, like if something happened to Liz, you'd come to me. If something happened to you, Liz would come to me. Because we're all close. I'm like your weird person that just hangs outside your house at this point.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, You sit on my lap on the couch.
Yeah. Well, I don't sit on your lap.
Basically. It's,
I mean, technically, in a roundabout way, I'm sitting on Liz's lap because you're on her lap and I'm on your lap. It's some type of weird human centipede thing. Like I said, there's four cushions on this couch and we're all on one. And these couch cushions are 2 feet wide.
Not by my choice.
It's definitely by Liz's choice. She's like, hey, guys, come cuddle. Ethan, you're on in the middle. And I'm like, yeah, Ethan's in the middle.
Yeah, middle spoon.
And, like, I just walk in your house. I don't knock. I just walk in.
Right.
Yeah. I have a gate opener. It's, like, technically, like, my house, too.
Basically. You just don't have a key.
No, I'm just, like, homeless. I just, like, if I'm not at my parents, I'm here.
You just bounce from here.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I feel like that's the way we do it. But.
What'd she say?
I don't know. She said the rent's due.
The what?
The rent. Like, money rent.
It's due.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, time to move on. I haven't paid. You just got to move on.
You got to accept it.
You got to accept it. So, I mean, send us questions. We'll answer them, like I said.
Questions, feedback. If you have an intro or an idea that you would like to submit, please submit it.
Yes, exactly. And if anything like that you have wanted to hear by now and you haven't heard, say it. Facebook, Instagram, TheVault_pod. We are on. Lola with her pink is cracking me up. She's staring us in the eyes. So Facebook, Instagram, TheVault_pod. We are on Apple and Spotify. Other than that, man, we Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, Gucci flip-flops.